Powell River Sunshine Coast MLA Nicholas Simons has been an advocate in the case of the death of Miles Gray since he was first approached by the Seashelt businessman's family. Gray, who was born and raised in Powell River, died in Burnaby on August 13, 2015, after an encounter with members of the Vancouver Police Department. A public inquest into the death of Gray will begin on April 17 at 9:30 a.m. at the Burnaby Coroner's Court. Simons, in response to written questions from The Peak, said he and Miles' mother Margie text back and forth and have conversations about various aspects of the ongoing processes. The family and their advocates know that I will continue to support their efforts to find the truth about what happened to Miles, stated Simons. When asked if he continues to follow the case in his capacity as an MLA, Simons stated he will remain involved, having followed the case since he was first approached. Miles was well known and loved on the Sunshine Coast, and I'm regularly approached by members of the public to talk about him and the ongoing judicial processes, said Simons. His family and friends deserve answers to questions that have remained unanswered for coming up to 8 years, and is something no family should have to endure. Simons stated that there's no doubt the length of time this case has taken to go through the various processes is unusual, and it should not take so long. In terms of transparency, the IIO, Independent Investigations Office, processes an investigation and there isn't much room for public scrutiny, similar to the prosecution service, which conducts its work beyond the ears of the public, so yes, there isn't much transparency while investigations are being undertaken. According to its website, the IIO of British Columbia is a civilian-led police oversight agency responsible for conducting investigations into incidents of death or serious harm that may have been the result of the actions or inactions of a police officer, whether on or off duty. Simons stated that the coroner's inquest process is different from the IIO investigation. It will be open to the public, witnesses will be called, and recommendations will be made, stated Simons. The IIO completed its investigation in 2020, when a decision was made to refer the matter to the Crown for prosecution. The British Columbia Prosecution Service, BCPS, declined to lay charges, indicating in a media release that available evidence did not meet the BCPS's charge assessment standard because the only witnesses to the incident were Vancouver Police Department officers. In terms of advocating the case, Simons stated he arranged a meeting with former Attorney General Suzanne Anton, and took it to David Eby when he was Attorney General. Premier Eby has subsequently stated publicly that he will work with the IIO to ensure they have the resources to do the work they need to do, added Simons. As for assisting the Gray family in finding answers, Simons said there are so many questions, so he is hoping the inquest process will provide some answers. The inquest process often results in recommendations to government, and I am confident that this process will result in some for the government to consider, stated Simons. The IIO is limited in its powers, and most people would likely be surprised to learn that subject officers are not required to provide their notes, statements, or even attend interviews with the IIO. There is room for improvements to law enforcement accountability. Simons stated that he will attend the inquest if possible, as it's important to witness the process. While inquests don't assign blame, the process of fact-finding is essential to learn whatever we can from the event, stated Simons. The police hold an important position of authority in our society, so it is fundamentally important that they have the full trust of the public.